In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Michael Aloy. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Andy. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing on this downtime? What have you been doing?
It's music that has been helping me get through this, to be honest with you. Thank God for the music. For me, my family's kind of separated. I'm here living in Westchester with my wife, Francine, and my other daughters are living one in Westchester, one in Florida. So making the most of it and hoping for the day that this we get through this.
You've been doing like live streaming of your music?
Live streaming and do a concert actually for kids in hospitals every Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's something called Song for Smiles, right?
Correct. That's my nonprofit, and it's a labor of love. I started recently, and it's trying to get musicians across the country to play live music in hospitals for kids in need. As a way to pick up their spirits for them and their parents, and now it's happening remotely, so it's working well as well.
And how long have you been doing Songs for Smiles?
I've been performing music for children for a long time, in addition to doing my pop music and country music and songwriting. It's just been something that my kids got me involved in, and I did some work for Make-A-Wish Society, some benefits, actually wrote a song for them called If You Make a Wish, and it's been something that's been intertwined in my life for quite a while.
That's the altruistic, Michael Aloy. Let's talk about the greedy, all about you. When did you begin writing songs, Michael?
I performed in bands in the Westchester tri-state area, had my own band for a long time, and got to do things at many recording studios and all the way up to doing things in Nashville at the Bluebird Cafe.
You've been doing it a long time. You're not a kid, right?
Nope. I've been doing it, let's see if I can reveal my age now. I've been doing it for over, since the 5 year old story, I'll say I'm doing it for over 50 years.
Okay, we'll assume you're knocking off 5 years like everybody in show business.
But the music has kept me young at heart, and I still feel that way. I still feel very young, and that's what's great for me.
Is music something you do full time, or do you have a job as well?
Someone told me a long time ago, if you want to truly enjoy music as a potential career, pick up another job that pays the bills, which I have a tech consulting company, and then you'll enjoy music even more. And I've taken that to heart.
That's the best succinct advice you can give anybody just getting into it, okay?
Absolutely.
Don't wait for your parents to pay the bill, and don't wait for anyone else to help you. You know, DIY.
Exactly.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Michael Aloy. Let's talk about the song we mentioned before. It's called Stop and Smell the Roses. It's prescient. It's perfect for these days, but it wasn't written recently, was it?
Well, it started being written last year, and basically what led up to it was that I looked at the world and I saw everyone moving around so fast, and it seemed that no one was taking the time to enjoy the simple things in life, and we all needed to slow down and take the time to enjoy those times before they're gone, and hopefully others will learn to enjoy the smaller things in life when we get to the other side of this.
And not just smell the roses, plant the roses. Plant it so someone else in the future can smell those roses, right?
Oh, absolutely. Very, very well said.
And your daughter is, in fact, the vocalist on this recording, right?
Most exciting thing is that my daughter, Michelle, who lives in Florida, over 1,000 miles away, we had a plan for her to do this just before the pandemic hit. And all of a sudden, I said, Michelle, how are we going to do this? So with a little perseverance and determination and a little help from above, maybe, as the lyrics say in the song, I work with Michelle remotely to record the song in video, all without her having any technical experience or professional equipment on stage. So it was a challenge, and we were able to pull it off, and that's been very satisfying. In honor of my daughter, Lisa, who is an ER and pediatric surgery nurse at Westchester Medical Center, I am donating a portion of the profits to the Coronavirus Response Fund for Nurses.
Well, Michael, what a family. Where can we find this?
Well, there's two ways to get to see this. You can go to Michael Aloy Music. Aloy is spelled A-L-O-I.
So that's MichaelAloyMusic.com.
Or, to make it even more simple, I have a pointer domain that if people would type in therosesong.com, that would also take them to my website. And on the website, you'll see links to all of the streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, etc., where they can listen or subscribe or add it to their playlist with links straight from that website.
And please check out songsforsmiles.org as well. Here is the song by Michael Aloy. It's called Stop and Smell the Roses. Great advice with his daughter Michelle singing on the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Michael, thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much, Andy. I appreciate it. And everybody stay well, stay safe.